This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of a Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We'll dig into some of this illegal immigration stuff, some auto pen stuff, ranch dressing, all that, all kinds of new issues coming up in another hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we've had a talk before, many talks about illegal immigration, and we always will because it's a subject I am passionate about. Really, immigration, period. I'm passionate about it. Legal and illegal. Immigration en masse does not suddenly become wonderful just because some scumbag politician determines that it's legal. Your country, yes, you can welcome in new citizens. I wouldn't say otherwise, but the United States of America for decades has just been handed away. Dirtball politicians and business leaders, they have opened up the borders of this country on purpose to import cheaper workers and loyal voters. This has happened for ages. That's why you got laid off and you had to train your replacement for pennies on the dollar. That's why you can't afford a house, can't afford medical care, because the dirtballs who lead this country opened up its borders on purpose. That has resulted in addiction. And addiction is one of those things that I should not say everybody struggles with in their life. That's not fair. I don't want to put my problems onto other people. I've told you before, I used to have an alcohol problem that you would probably call an addiction. When I got back from Iraq, I would lock myself in my room after work and turn out all the lights and close all the blinds and sit there by myself, not even with the TV on, and just drink as much beer as I possibly could. I had a problem. Okay, so I'm not saying everybody is going to go through something like that. That's my own problem, my own issues. But addiction is common. Maybe you're struggling with one right now. And the thing about addiction is, the longer you're addicted to something, the more woven into you it becomes, and stopping it, separating from it, can be brutally, brutally painful. And in some cases, separating from it, these are extreme cases, separating from it, if you do it too quickly, can be deadly. That there are all kinds of rehab places and things like that that'll tell you that about things like alcohol and stuff like that. You know, if you're struggling with that, get help. Drugs, get help. It's okay. Just get help. But if you've been hooked on, let's say you've been doing a fifth of whiskey every day for 20 years. That's amazing you're still alive. But let's say you've been doing a fifth of whiskey every single day for 20 years. It could possibly be dangerous to you to wake up tomorrow and not have a drop. The United States of America over decades has become addicted to illegal immigration, addicted to cheap foreign labor. I said illegal. I want to change that. We've become addicted to immigration. Businesses have become addicted to, we have a new project starting up. We could spend $200,000 and hire Americans, or hey, we could put in for some visas and, pennies on the dollar. We get some people in here from India. It's happened time and time again. Businesses addicted to immigration, legal and illegal. Politicians addicted to immigration. Every part of it, every part of the system of the United States of America has, over a period of time, become seriously addicted to illegal immigration. And now it's reached such a point, this addiction has reached such an incredible point, that we have people running for mayor of major American cities openly talking about how he cares about back home. That's where it's brought us. Now, everything I just said there, I doubt you disagree with. This is true. But here's where it might get uncomfortable. The addiction, it's not only on the left. Why do you think, remember we talked about Trump and mentioning, well, the farmers and the hospitality industry. Remember when we talked about where that came from? Why did that all of a sudden become a concern? Because major Republican donors, Republican business owners were on the phone with Donald Trump. Hey, Mr. President, I need some relief out here. Why do you think that is? They're addicted too. Remember I told you, good point, Chris. Remember I told you about my meeting when I was running for Congress. All the local Republican donors, big shots, billionaires. They all wanted to find out who this young hothead was who's running for Congress. They didn't know anything about me. I'd never run for anything before. They were not interested, not at all, in my stance on taxes, abortion, gay marriage. And they couldn't care one way or the other. When they wanted a meeting, they wanted to ask, just how serious are you about all this border hawk stuff? You know, I've got some hotels. I got some restaurants. I got some car washes. Jesse, I mean, you don't mean deport all of them, right? I mean, that was just, you were just saying that, right? And when I responded, no, I meant it all. Meeting ended quite quickly. I believe there is going to be a deportation push from the right. I do not think, by the way, it's going to pass. I know I'm not trying to freak you out, but I think it's coming. Remember, amnesty push, not deportation push. Thank you, Chris. That's the first thing you've ever done right. Remember Maria Salazar? Remember the one we've made fun of forever? Maybe you're new to the show, but this is a Republican congresswoman from Florida. And just listen to this brain-dead walking talking point.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
She doesn't know anything about anything. She is, I believe, a former newswoman from Southern Florida. Very pretty. I think she's like 60 years old, but you could tell, just a knockout. But just a moron. But she does believe she has a role to play in Congress. She's finally able to achieve that dream, she thinks. Here she is.
I do believe that the president promised that the illegals who are criminals were going to be kicked out of the country. Now there is another mass of people who most of them are Hispanics who have been here for more than 5 years. They have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record. And those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity. And for that reason, I'm introducing today. So I thank you for the opportunity. Immigration reform. A GOP member of Congress is going to be trying to give dignity, not amnesty, to those people who deserve to stay and continue contributing to our economy.
Dignity, not amnesty. They've been here more than 5 years. They don't have a criminal record. Of course, unless you count violating the sovereignty of our country and coming to the United States of America illegally and staying here illegally. And if you don't count any of those things, they don't have a criminal record. And it's time to introduce dignity. Addicted, not just on the left, a deep, deep, incredibly harmful addiction that will kill us if we don't break ourselves from it. Don't make this about Hispanics anyway, you lying fraud. Half my friends are freaking Hispanics, or I always call them Latinos, and they're all here legally. Some came here legally, some were born here, but don't you dare try to take that communist talking point and use it on me, you moron, because that will have no effect with me whatsoever. Dignity? Sell that somewhere else. We're all stocked up on that crap here. Dignity. But this is what happens. She runs for Congress, gets elected, and now, instead of being a warrior for her district or for Florida, where she's from, views herself as a warrior for her people. And that is why you and I have to demand less immigration. The United States of America, it's not that we're full for now. It has to stop. It has to stop until we revitalize, until we reintroduce the ideas of being an American, until we have generations of Americans educated in the greatness of this country, teaching them how to be good citizens. Then once we're done with that, maybe we can revisit this whole thing. But this kind of crap has got to stop. Drives me up the wall. Oh, speaking of addicted to illegal immigration, you see this story? Oh, you're going to like this one. I'll get to that and then we'll do some emails next. Before we do that, let's do some good. Let's remember that Tunnel to Towers is out there every day when we forget about them, the Gold Star families, the fallen first responder families. Tunnel to Towers doesn't. We read a headline, oh, some firefighters were ambushed in Idaho, and we're sad and we pray. And by the way, keep praying because that community's gone through a lot, but we're sad and we pray, but then we move on. And it's not because you're bad. There's a new scandal. There's a new something else. Well, those families haven't moved on. Their everything has been taken from them. Tunnel to Towers steps in and says, hey, let us pay off your mortgage so at least we can take that off your plate. Aren't we commanded to take care of widows and orphans? Tunnel to Towers, all they've ever asked for is $11 a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, including laying out my whole theory on the Trump Epstein stuff in the first hour, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, now. Addicted to illegal immigration. Every single part of this country. Remember all the Social Security stuff? Where Trump and the Doge team were discovering all these people who were, wait a minute, how are you getting Social Security? That's because they sell those numbers to illegals. Here's a headline for you. Feds charge three current or former Louisiana police chiefs in an alleged visa fraud scheme. Former Louisiana police chiefs charged with taking bribes in exchange for filing false police reports that would allow non-citizens to seek a visa that lets certain crime victims stay in the U.S. Essentially, if you're a victim of, you know, X, Y, or Z, you get to stay, you don't get deported. A bunch of cops, chiefs in police departments, took bribes to cook the books on those. Remember that little story out of New Mexico where the judge ended up living with an illegal, posing with him and his wife posing with him for pictures? The drug of illegal immigration has been injected into the veins of the United States of America for decades. And it will take so long to break this addiction. But we must start, and we must be resolute, and we can't whine, and we can't falter at all. We certainly can't listen to ridiculous crap like this from Republicans.
I do believe that the president promised that the illegals who are criminals were going to be kicked out of the country. Now there is another mass of people who most of them are Hispanics who have been here for more than 5 years. They have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record. And those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity. And for that reason, I'm introducing today. So I thank you for the opportunity. Immigration.
We only get morons like that in Congress because of all this crap. Let's do some emails. It's been too heavy. I'm ready to stop. Big Hand Ranch King. I was listening to yesterday's show and you read an email about the best ranch dressing. I'm a little shocked of your answer. Yes, Ken's is the bomb, but you don't make your own ranch? It's super easy. Only takes a couple minutes per week. Hidden Valley Ranch packet, milk, mayo, he said, I go 50-50 mayo and sour cream, You can even spice it up and use buttermilk. Jesse, this is life-changing. Give it a try. Give me credit or take it as your own. I don't care. Just let the bar eat. One, I'm going to take all the credit for this now. You don't get any credit. In fact, he said I can read his name. His name's Jesse. I wrote that to myself. I'm not giving out his name. What, Chris? I'm not going to. His name's Jesse. Oh, who's this from? Jesse Kelly. Oh, that sounds like a good ranch recipe. But also, you should know, Jesse, who wrote in that email, it's not the year 1815 where I have to go grow my own beets and cattle in order to have dinner. I'm not going to make my own ranch when they sell Hidden Valley and other kinds right there in the restaurant. Why would I do that? Oh, Chris, here we go. What, Chris? What? Chris, I understand they have the powder mix of ranch. You don't get to contribute to this conversation because you promised us authentic homemade mustard like 25 years ago. And to this day, nobody has seen your mustard. Nobody's heard about your mustard. I certainly haven't tasted it. We work 5 feet from each other every single day. I would know if this mysterious mustard had appeared. Where's the mustard, Chris? Where's the what? I know you're not advocating I make my own ranch, but what I'm saying is, Chris, when it comes to homemade versus store-bought, you don't get to play Mr. Little House on the Prairie anymore with me. No, sir. No, sir. I don't believe you make your own mustard, Chris. I think that was a lie. I know what pictures you probably pulled off the internet somewhere, Chris. You know I don't know technology. I think if I was to walk into your house, which I would never do in a million years, God only knows what I would find in there, homemade menorahs and everything else. I think I would find store-bought mustard, Chris. Maybe it would be kosher mustard, but you certainly didn't make it. Chris, by the way, is mustard kosher? I'm assuming it is. It is. What? I bet you have all kinds of jars of mustard purchased in there. Probably even a little gray poupon. Maybe some French's. And no, you, who am I kidding? You wouldn't buy French's. Whatever the grocery store off-brand is that was 25 cents less. Oh, I'm right, aren't I? Oh, I see you laughing. Yeah, I am. I knew it. How did I know? By all means, don't pony up for the French's, Chris. Please. It's okay, I know. You can't taste the difference. Okay, Chris, I got it. We all understand. But you don't get to contribute anymore until I taste mustard. We even cheated the people. We promised the people that there would be a taste test. You told me mine tastes better. Mine tastes the same. You promised that we would do a blind taste test on the air, and I would get, we were going to buy wieners, kosher ones, and we were going to put them in buns, and we were going to add the mustard to it and test it out. Has never materialized. A big, fat lie. Take it from a beaver hunter. You're a liar. We'll do some more emails in a second. Before we do that, let's get rid of your pain. I can't do anything about the pain that comes from having a Chris in your life, but I can do something about your physical pain. Everyone who has it just nods because they know it's soul-crushing. When you wake up in the morning and you think it's going to hurt to get up, my knee's going to hurt, it's going to hurt to shower, to use the toilet, to tie my shoes, it's going to hurt, it sucks your soul away. Let Relief Factor help, or at least try to help. Remember, I'm not selling you a lifetime commitment. 3 weeks. Take Relief Factor every day for 3 weeks. The longer you take it, the better it works. If your pain hasn't gone away or at least gone down in 3 weeks, don't ever order anymore. You can email me and say, Jesse, you suck, and just be done with the whole thing. $19.95 to try it? Go to relieffactor.com and try it. You might be a phone call away from waving goodbye to that pain. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you'd like. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I love that the right is getting bolder. Bolder with speaking truth to the communists, because that really is, it may be the most effective anti-communism, is being bold enough to speak uncomfortable truths right to their faces. The communists thrived for years with our niceness. We rolled our eyes, we lowered our heads, but okay, I let them go. But the right is developing teeth, and it blesses me. This exchange, Benny Thompson is one of these piece of garbage congressmen. Benny Thompson had an exchange today. This is a little long. I want you to listen to it. Listen how quickly he tries to shut things down when the truth is thrown in his face.
The violence is getting out of control, and it is fueled by the demagoguery of politicians. Whether it is one of your members telling Axios that there needs to be blood to grab the attention of the press and the public, another saying civility isn't working and to prepare for violence, or even a member of this committee being arrested for forcibly impeding and interfering with federal officials, this escalation deserves condemnation. It needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. Assaults against ICE officers are up over 830%, and that's a lowball estimate. There have been violent incidents in Alvarado, McAllen,
Portland. Would the gentleman suspend briefly? Yes, Mr.
So, I got a point of order. Pursuant to Clause 2K8 of Rule 11, I raise a point of order that this testimony is outside the scope of the hearing.
I would object to that position, Mr. Chairman. That's absurd.
I would object as well.
He brought up that as a result of Democrat rhetoric, ICE agents are being hunted in this country. Headline, Rhode Island Democrat smears ICE as Nazi Gestapo thugs for arresting illegal aliens. This is Maxwell Frost.
No one with an eyes and a conscience can ignore what this really is. It's an internment camp, a place full of people who look like me, Latinos, Haitian men, subjugated to inhumane conditions under the guise of immigration enforcement. It's disgusting. It's un-American. It demands oversight.
That kind of rhetoric is taken as orders. When Democrats speak like that, they're Nazis, kidnappings, they're Nazis, kidnappings, Nazi, 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 Nazi. The mentally ill, demonic base of the Democrat Party, they hear marching orders. So now ICE agents have to wear masks or they risk their families being attacked. That's where we are as a country. Somebody decided speaking up about that in front of Congress. Benny Thompson knew what he was saying was true. That's why he shut it down, and that's why he made a futile effort to get it struck from the congressional testimony, because the truth is he knows it. Every single Democrat knows it. They know that's what they're doing. It's not as if they just use these crazy words and throw out these crazy accusations, and then something random happens, and they think, wow, I hope that wasn't a result of what I said. Oh, well, no. They know that will be the result, because violence and intimidation have always been part of the communist tool belt. They understand it aids them, that people are afraid, that good people are afraid. ICE agents are afraid. Judges are afraid. Remember how quickly the Supreme Court started wilting and doing us wrong once an assassin was found outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house ready to shoot him in the head? Supreme Court got a lot more toned down, didn't it? The communists have always understood that they need to dial up their rhetoric, make it as crazy as humanly possible. Speak like this.
Because it doesn't start at this Everglades Detention Center. It actually starts, to your point, when folks get pulled over for small traffic violations, end up in a local jail under an ICE hold, have no ability to seek due process. And the reality is that a lot of these folks don't have the money to even afford an attorney. And so you're creating an environment that is racially motivated, that is not going to keep anyone more safe, because you're pulling law enforcement away from their actual jobs of going after a violent crime.
That moron, maybe a moron, is a moron, but she knows the demonic Democrat base hears that and they hear marching orders and they will go forward to commit acts of violence. And the violence serves to intimidate their political opponents, which helps them. That's a fact. Through some emails. Jesse, the communists create new words to give license to violate our laws. This is along the lines of what I was just talking about. New magic word gives a license to kill ICE agents. Kidnapped. As in, I thought I was being kidnapped because ICE agents didn't have name tags. And so he's 100% right. His name is Ronald. 100% right. That's why they've shifted to using that term, kidnapped. They're kidnapping people, kidnapping people. You see, if a federal officer is arresting you for violating immigration law, for committing a crime of some kind, well, you can't violently fight back or you're the criminal. But if you say that federal officer is kidnapping people, kidnapping you, then you, when you fight back, you're not the criminal, you're the good guy. You're fighting against the bad guys, fighting against the criminals. This is how they build an army of demonic, violent lunatics. And they have built, I shouldn't say they build, they have built. It is built. They have spent years conditioning their demonic, mentally ill base that they are the good guys in the fight against Nazis and the fight against kidnappers and the fight against racists. And they've drilled that rhetoric into the head of their base so many times, there are now legions of these people out there marching, protesting, rocks, shooting guns, Molotov cocktails. This is caused because the elite communists say to the street communists, go, there's the bad guys, hurt them, and the street communists obey. Jesse, yesterday you were answering a question about being a dad and mentioned all the cool stuff you get to do with your sons now. Not sympathy farming, but I did not have a father like that to teach me cool things. I now have a daughter of my own, and I would like to take her hunting and fishing and such, but I have no idea where to even begin. Any thoughts on this? I don't want to be a boring dad who just sits on the couch and watches TV with her. Thanks. Okay, first, I'm going to assume, we'll use hunting for example. I'm going to assume because of the way you frame this that you don't know much about guns or hunting or something like that. Don't feel bad. Different people had different upbringing. I was raised in Montana. I was raised on that stuff. And I was raised by a dad who geeked out on that stuff. You don't have to worry about it, all right? Here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. Go down and take a gun safety course with your daughter. A gun or hunting safety course. They were called hunter safety courses when I was a kid, but maybe they just have gun safety courses. You will go down. You will learn the ins and outs. You'll learn safety. And that already, that is step one. Step two, go to a range. Borrow a weapon from a friend. Go down, get some ear protection. Lean on a friend. Ask somebody, hey, you want to come help me? Basics. Basics. Safety first. Learn how it functions. Learn how to pull the trigger. I don't know what your financial situation is. You can maybe jump ahead a little bit if you maybe hire a guide. Maybe ask a friend. Hey, you wanna take us out? We wanna go deer hunting. We wanna go rabbit hunting. And same thing when it comes to fishing. You don't have to be super dad. Dads and moms both do this. You look at that dad and you think, look at that super dad. I suck. I don't know anything. Women do this to themselves all the time too. I'm a bad mom. I didn't bake her the special cupcakes, but Nancy baked her daughter the cupcakes. My, I suck. Stop comparing yourself to other parents. Just love your kids. You don't have to be like me. I don't have to be like you. I have so many failures. You have so many failures. That you care enough is all that matters. The rest you will figure out, okay? Don't sit and beat yourself up like that. Just take step one. And you know what? She'll benefit from watching you learn. Learning from you learning is a benefit as well. Honey, I don't know. Let's go find out together. She'll take a lesson from that. And get her a Byrna pistol launcher, please. All women. Now, I carry one myself, so I don't want to make this just about women. But Byrna's compact launcher, it's the size of a smartphone. It's a little over 4 inches long. It can save the life of the woman in your life. Or maybe you are that woman. It's legal everywhere. It fits in that dainty little hot chick purse you carry around, in your little jogging tights, in your car. And it'll stop a bad man from hurting you badly. Get a Byrna pistol launcher for the person you love the most. Legal all 50 states. Legal in all 50 states. It's not a gun. I don't like guns. It's not a gun. Right in your purse, right in your pocket. Plus, it's American. They're manufactured right here in the USA. Right now, they're doing 10% off for the American people at Byrna.com. B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get to the emails, though, because we are behind, and I'm ready to hear from you. Jesse, what did you use to cap the beaver? A .22 would preserve more pelt, but a .300 short mag might make equal clean. Ooh, the dude said he heard they're delicious. I used a 17 HMR. It's a little bit bigger than a .22. I'm not a huge hunter anymore, but my dad taught me how to hunt. I've told you this before. When I was a kid, we're talking 5-6 years old, my dad would go rabbit hunting back in Ohio. We had beagles, dogs, and he used beagles to go rabbit hunting. And he'd be out there with his shotgun. Well, like any young man, I wanted to be like my dad, and I wanted to do whatever dad was doing. And I had all these toy guns because I was just kind of always like that. And I would take my toy gun out rabbit hunting with my dad, and I'd be pointing at the rabbits and shooting, you know, nothing, right? Because it's a toy gun when he was shooting it. So that's kind of how I grew up. And then we moved to Montana, and it was deer hunting and elk hunting and things like that. So my dad was a hunter. I don't know that I call myself a hunter. I did it with my dad. And I've done it some since then, but mostly with my dad. But he was also big on animals and the outdoors. If you want to see my dad rip your head off, go ahead and throw a wrapper or something like that down, a can or something. Go ahead and litter in the great outdoors and watch my dad come unglued on you. And when it came to animals, we either ate what we shot, or if it was something we didn't think we were going to eat, they have all kinds of different shelters you can donate the meat to in Montana. He insisted on that. When it comes to animals themselves, he's an animal lover, as honestly most hunters are. People who don't hunt don't get that, but most hunters are animal lovers. There's always a scumbag out there, I realize that, but most hunters are animal lovers. You did not wound an animal in my house. In my dad's house. If you, God forbid, did not land a kill shot on the animal and you wounded it, you will track that animal down. If it takes you days, you will track that animal down and you will find it and you will finish it because you don't want that animal to suffer. I may believe in removing pests. You know, I'll shoot all gophers all day long, but even then I don't hate gophers. They're a nuisance. They destroy your yard. The livestock will break legs on them. It's a pest. But even then, I don't want them to suffer. With beaver, you're right, 22 might be enough, but beavers are pretty hardy, and I was worried about that, so I went up. That was a long way of saying, when in doubt, I mean, I was joking about the pelt. When in doubt, we always believed in using more than you needed. When in doubt, overkill is underrated, as the old saying goes. What, Chris? Chris said you might have been joking about the pelt, but you could still get it. Oh, I'll get another one, buddy. I'll be another one. Unless that beaver's friends have already put the word out that there's a beaver hunter over here, a beaver slayer, and he'll eat you up. Maybe that's the word they put out. What, Chris? Don't make that face. Jesse, along the lines of last night's show, wanting accountability and not to move on, I believe the auto pen piece is a distraction. It will be hard to prove that Biden didn't authorize, absent an administrative official specifically stating they didn't get authorization. But I wanted to point out why it's critical to challenge the preemptive pardons, whether auto pen or not. Okay, so I'm not going to touch on all this because it's a long, but it's a good email. And I want to make sure I I kind of doubled down on what I told you last night about the auto pen stuff. Do you remember the Obama birth certificate stuff? If you're old enough, you remember. And Trump actually got down on that, but you're old enough to remember what it was. In case you forgot, or in case you're a little younger, I know we have kids who listen. We love that. There was, I'm not going to call it a conspiracy theory, because you know there's some evidence out there, but there was a belief system that grew once Barack Obama got elected that he should not have been allowed to be president because the theory was he was not born in America. They say he was born somewhere else. You have to be born in America to be president. Therefore, he should get kicked out. And people would always ask me what I thought about it. And I could lay it all out for you, but I'm not going to bother right now. But the main point of what I would say when people asked was this. What difference does it make? Meaning, they're not going to kick him out. You know it and I know it. They're not going to kick him out. That doesn't mean we shouldn't look into it. I said the same thing back then. Look into it. Figure it out. Figure out what you believe. Figure out what's right, what's wrong. But go into it with a realistic expectation. They're not going to impeach him. They're not going to kick him out. You can prove, you can grab all the documentation you want. Everything you're about to email me right now, I've seen it. And frankly, I believe a lot of it. It's fine. But they were never going to kick him out. So how much time do you waste treading water on it? But spinning your wheels is probably more what I was trying to say. But with the Biden auto pen stuff, did you know they already called some of his people in today and they're taking the fifth? I believe there is something there with the auto pen stuff, and that's me. I would tell you if it was a waste of time. No, I don't think Dr. Fauci's going to prison. I'm sorry. No, I don't think Hunter Biden's finally going to go down. I'm not telling you that. I don't believe that. I don't think that they'll work their way through everything they have to work their way through and get all the way there. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you the deep state's going to burn for this. I'm not saying that. But if there is criminal behavior, and it certainly appears that there was criminal behavior, exposing it to the American people and maybe, just maybe, getting them to rat on each other, we might see something. Some kind of a benefit. It is a huge deal. It's a huge scandal. I'm not going to overpromise that we're going to see Fauci behind bars. As much as I want that, that's not going to happen. But we might get somewhere. And unless we try on this, we don't know. I don't think we should drop it. I think we should pursue it. And Trump is so hot on it, I think we will pursue it. I want you to pursue rough greens in the meantime. That's what I want you to pursue. And thankfully, you don't have to go through subpoenas and legal documentations and things like that to introduce your dog to Real Nutrition for the first time. All you have to do is make a phone call or go to the website. Your dog eats empty calories every single day. That's what you feed him. If the food is brown, it's dead. There's nothing in it. I don't care what it says on the bag. That this is the lamb blend. Nope. No, it's dead. Nothing in it. Sprinkle rough greens on it. Because you have become such a believer and the word has gotten out, it's America's number one dog supplement now. Live nutrients to keep your dog happy and healthy, away from the vet, and more importantly, alive longer. Because losing a dog is just nothing worse. Try a free jumpstart trial bag. 214 Rough Dog. Just use the code Jesse. Or you can go to roughgreens.com. Again, code Jesse. 214 Rough Dog or roughgreens.com. We have another hour. Hang on.